Item number four is an application for rezoning for 228 ML Avenue under file DAZ 203 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard, namely, item five, which is an application for conditional use to permit a social service facility used for 288 ML Avenue under file DCU 108054 of 2009D. And item six, which is an application for a variance under file DAV 108058/2009D.
Would the applicant please come down for this issue?
Yes, my name is Mike Wilcock. I'm the lawyer for the applicant, the Missionary Oblate Sisters.
Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute, Mike Wilcock. Okay, I found your address for the record.
Address is the firm Darcy and Deacon, 12th floor, 330 St. Mary Avenue.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank the sisters who are in attendance for their patience, and I hope they had lunch, or dinner rather. It's been a little bit of a long evening. But this is an important initiative for the Al Noel Renewal Center, and as you probably know, it's a sponsored work of the Missionary Oblate Sisters. And in attendance, as I mentioned, we do have the management team from the Missionary Oblate Sisters, Sister Cecile, Sister Bert, and Sister Yvette. So I thank them for being here. We also have the Director of Operations for the Missionary Oblate Sisters, Mr. Guy Lambert. And we also have from the Al Noel Renewal Center, who will be operating out of 228 Hamel, hopefully, Mr. David Berry, the Assistant Executive Director. We also have from the White Fathers, Mr. Raymond LaFond, a representative for them. These people are here to answer any questions that may happen. The report, we've read it. We see the recommendations. We completely agree with it. It's a good report. A couple of things that I'd just like to touch on in terms of that perhaps will be of interest. First of all, the parking. Mr. Kowalki in his report indicates that there are efforts underway on the part of the applicant to mitigate parking impacts. I'm really pleased to advise that we actually secured parking from St. Boniface College next door, and I provided Mr. Kowalki with a copy of that. So we have three parking spots from St. Boniface College. The other thing I wanted to mention in terms of the parking and that, just to let you know that we can accommodate the clients, the way the Al Noel Renewal Center will be set up is that no more than two or three clients will be there at a time. So there is ample parking for them across the street. Also, in terms of the staff from the Al Noel Renewal Center, there are six parking spots proposed, and that will take care of their parking requirements. The hours of operation, just very quickly, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Some appointments very infrequently in the evening to accommodate people requiring evening appointments. Al Noel Renewal Center will not be open on the weekends, and no staff or clients live there. So in terms of the use, you can see that it'll be a fairly benign use. Now, when the White Fathers were there, there may have been people who are knocking on their door from time to time asking for handouts and money. That's not going to happen here. What happens, people will make appointments to go to the Al Noel Renewal Center, and they'll be seen. And the appointments last about an hour, and their staff on hand. So it's going to be a completely different operation. Also, the sisters are putting in a substantial amount of money into the building. They're preserving the integrity of the building. They're improving it. So it's something that will improve the character of the neighborhood, and I think that the planner's report was very supportive of that in terms of keeping an important historical part of the neighborhood intact. So those are largely my comments. We concur with the report, and I would ask just one more thing. In terms of the dedication fee, I note that there's normally a 10% dedication fee required. Just a couple of questions, if you have the power or the ability to do this, to waive that fee, because really the Al Noel Renewal Center is a sponsored work of the Missionary Oblate Sisters. It's a registered charity. It serves the local community. And quite frankly, there's a significant amount of money being poured in there by the sisters. And there is no profit motive in this rezoning. It's to accommodate the Al Noel Renewal Center. It's not as if this were a development that were being sold. So there's no profit motive. It's simply being rezoned to accommodate the proposed operations. So those are my comments, really. And if there's any questions, I'd be pleased to take them. And if I can't answer them, I can ask one of the people in attendance.
For the public record, what sort of services will be offered from the Renewal Center?
What we're talking about essentially is counseling services to children, family, and adults who are struggling with small issues, and people who are struggling with multiple agencies, such as Child and Family Services. So they're assisted in terms of what services they can access and how to coordinate those respective services. And if you wish, Mr. Dave Berry could answer those questions as well.
No, I think that's... And Al Noel Renewal is currently located about it's at half 60, a block?
That's right, a block away, okay. 601 Al Noel.
Good. Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I have quite a few people listed in support. I will read off your names, and you can register your support, or you can come down and make a presentation if you like. Guy Lambert, register support. Thank you. Yvette Bernardin, register support. Merci. Sœur Cécile Fortier, support. Merci. Raymond Lafont, register support. Daniel Lucier, support. Sœur Beth O'Reilly, support. Christian Benamou. Oh, I have an opposition. Okay. How would you like to be registered? En faveur. Okay, and in opposition. Dan No and Anna No.
Hello, my name is Dan Nault. This is my wife, Anna Nault. We own 236 Hamill Avenue, the property right next door to 228.
Okay.
I'd like to start off by saying I was born and raised in St. Boniface. I'm very familiar with 228 Hamill Avenue. It's been a dwelling for the white fathers of Africa since probably before I was born. I remember it back as far as I can remember. As far as I remember, it's always been a dwelling. It's been where they reside. If the sisters wanted to reside there, we wouldn't have an issue with it. The fact is, we're a working family. We have three teenage kids that have already seen enough from the white fathers of Africa feeding vagrants out of their front porch, being accosted by vagrants on the front porch, having vagrants living under their front porch, which we informed them of, and they actually blocked it off. We've actually suspected we actually lived on 438 Rishot Street for 13 years. I've lived in St. Boniface my whole life. When me and my wife got together, she loved St. Boniface also, and she was from Garden City, and we reside. We owned 438 Rishot for 13 years before we moved to what was supposed to be a bigger house, a better house for our family.
In a quiet neighborhood.
And it's turned out nothing like that at all. We have vagrants next door constantly, and I'm talking like not just one, two, I'm talking like 10 of them. They're not allowed in the house, so they're all fed right on the front porch. And I understand that this is going to be past history, and that's fine and whatever. But the fact is that this property has been a dwelling for as far as I can remember. What they're proposing is not even remotely close to a dwelling. They're talking 30, 35 people coming and going a day. I find it pretty convenient that they're using our letter that we wrote to them telling them how much that we disapprove of this plan of theirs, that we do not feel that this is appropriate for our neighborhood. This is not appropriate to have our kids walking out and seeing, like, I understand troubled people need counseling, but there is better places. St. Boniface has Provache, Desmurons, Tache. There are streets
other buildings up for that sale are right now that they could accommodate themselves with.
Yes, there's a building right on Desmurons and Della Cathedral that's for sale right now. You know, and so I'd like to actually address what their lawyer had said, because first of all, he's saying about parking issues. Well, that was in our letter to them.
And as
for them finding parking at the French College, well, the French College is a big part of the problem. As their parking lot is half empty, their students are parking in front of our house constantly, and they want an education. We don't have a problem with that. But there's already a parking issue. The city has put up, you know, two-hour parking up on almost every single street up and down that neighborhood due to the hospital, their staff parking. You know, we have the French College. Now we're talking 30, 35 more people coming and going in a day. The parking issue is not going to be resolved as easily as they're trying to state it is, because, like I said, the French College charges for their parking. Obviously, their students won't even park there. They park on our street rather than parking in their parking lot. We look over there all the time to see half their parking lot empty. As for this not being a profit issue, well, I beg to differ also, because in our conversation with Guy Lambert, we were informed that one of the reasons the sisters would like this property is because the White Fathers is going to sell it to them at a discount rate, basically. So there is profit involved. And their profit is going to be our loss, because we've already spoken to our bank. We've spoken to every friend we know that owns houses. Not one of our friends would buy that house with a family service living next door. Matter of fact, we bought this house 5 years ago this month, and we wouldn't have bought it if we knew that this was going to be the issue right now. We've spoken to our bank. Our bank has already pretty much guaranteed us that our property value will go down. The people that are going to look at our house to want to buy it, I don't think so. I think they're going to be driving right by it and saying thanks, but no thanks. And this is supposed to be a family-oriented neighborhood. And I understand that they're trying to help families, but I don't think that they're helping our neighborhood. You know, I think it would be easier for their clients to find Desmurons Street, Provache Street, Tache Street, instead of just tucked away right in our little community. There's schools, there's restaurants, there's stores. There's no family services tagged right in the middle of our neighborhood. You know, there's amenities that this neighborhood needs, and there's things like this that I think are maybe more appropriate on a street that's going to be easier for them to find. I don't know where their clients are going to be coming from, if they're familiar with St. Boniface, if they're coming from other parts of the city. Hamel Avenue is not the easiest property to find. You know, Desmurons is, Provence is, Tache is, Goulet, Marion Street. There is tons of places that they could provide this service and make it easier for their clients and not disrupt our neighborhood.
Well, I find it unfair that, you know, when we purchased this house 5 years ago, we weren't informed by the White Fathers that they had sold the apartment building that is behind in our back lane on Alno, right? They sold it to the college, and which now is kind of like a frat house. So we have to deal with that as well. Our daughter goes to leave to go to school, and there's like 20, you know, I would say men gawking at her to where she feels, you know, like she can't even walk up the street. Now they want to bring a social services building next door to my home, which her bedroom window faces that property. I, as a mother, and I work at a nursing home, I've talked to many mothers there. They all have agreed with me and said that for me to fight this tonight, because they would not want to have their children live next door to a social service building. It doesn't matter if they're only open from 9 till 5. It does not matter. The type of people that they're going to be bringing in that neighborhood, there is graffiti on their building that I've seen. Okay?
On Alno.
I do not want that graffiti. I have been working hard for 5 years to update that house and fix it to my liking. I do not need a place like this to come in. And, you know, I'm not saying that their people are necessarily going to do it, but what if? Then I have to take that part of money that I have to go to fix my house again because of them wanting to have this social services building next door to my house, and I lose out on what I've worked hard for all my life, I don't think it's fair. I think that they should be able to find another place reasonable, that they should be able to open this up more on a main drag instead of in such an enclosed area where we are. And we are the only, like, there's the White Fathers of Africa here, there's our house, and then there's one more house. Besides that, across the street is a rental property. There is no one else in that vicinity, and they know it, that is going to help us fight this. So I need you guys to think about this, that would you want to raise your children next door to a social services building? And that is my question to you guys.
And also, you know, like we mentioned to the sisters, you know, they held this service in their own residence. Well, now they've sold Alno Street, and now they want to put this right next door to our residence. And we're not interested in having that at all. I know there's only two of us here, and it's convenient that they have all this, you know, people in favor for them, but not one of them lives next door to them. We live next door. This is directly going to affect our property, and it's guaranteed going to affect our property value. We've already, like I said, we've already discussed this with our bank. We have numerous friends that own their own houses, and, like, the truth is in the pudding, you know. Like, they're not going to buy our house. No one's going to buy our house, and our house is going to be worth a lot less than it is right now, you know. And I just don't see how that's fair. That, you know, they can sit here and say that, oh, it's got nothing to do with profit. It does have to do with profit, because otherwise they'd be buying a different place. They're buying this place because they're getting it cheap, and I don't think that their benefit should be, you know, our punishment, that all of a sudden, you know, they get a house for cheap and we lose on our house. This is our only investment. We're two working class people. We don't have a lot of money. Every cent we have goes into our renovations. And, you know, our house may look like a diamond in the rough right now, but it's on the outside. You come on the inside, and in the last 5 years, you know, we've updated the heating. We've spent, like, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Sorry. Go ahead. You have 1 minute left.
You know, and I'm just saying, like, we've been really frustrated over this. You know, we wrote a letter to the sisters, you know, just explaining that, you know, this is why we're not interested in this. You know, we've already had issues with what's going on there at the White Fathers. This is not going to be any better. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to be worse. We were also informed that there was some kind of proposal about a condominium being erected there. I don't know if they're going to tear down the building or change it into rentals. You know, I would rather see that there by a long shot. I would rather see someone who's living there, like it's a house, a dwelling. This is just not appropriate for right there. All around there is houses. It's all residences. Everybody lives there. And if they're not living there, they're going to school there, or they're going to the store or the restaurants there. This is not anything related to that community. And, you know, I understand every community may need it, but there's good spots in our community for it.
Councillor Steves, question?
The whole vagrants coming to the door and sleeping under your porch, that was happening up till when?
It still happens.
It still happens. So, we get knocks at our door for money, change for bus fare, you know, things like that.
And that's the part that I'm struggling a bit with your presentation. I mean, because that sounds tough.
We've had numerous discussions with the fathers, believe you me.
Fair enough.
Numerous fathers.
That sounds tough. And that's why, this sounds like maybe a bit of a better scene situation.
No, far from it. You know, let's say there's children that are in gangs that they're servicing. Okay, well, that's not good to be brought into this area. You know, it's best served in another area, not in such a close-knit area, family dwellings.
I'll keep going. I'll just finish off there. So, I don't know if you read this or not, but it says, the Alno Renewal Center, 7 councillors, 3 directors, 2 administrative staff. The center will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. with occasional evening meetings. It will see approximately 4 clients per hour, a maximum of 35 a day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, does that...
That doesn't seem like excessive traffic. You're going in and out of one spot. Like, we have an apartment block. I bet you there's 35 people that walk in and out of there in a day. Now, that's an apartment block, a huge, you know, 5-story apartment.
But I guess just comparing the two situations.
Neither one of them are good.
But what would you...
I wouldn't have a greater evil. I would rather have a condominium erected next door, or it remain a dwelling where people live. That's what that...
We have no issue that if the nuns wanted to live and reside there. Our issue is bringing the social services building.
Did I miss something there? Is it if this didn't happen, would it just continue as it has been, though? Or...
Well, you know what? The nuns aren't, as far as we know, feeding people out of their front porch, right? I don't know. We know the fathers have, and we've brought this to their attention that we're displeased with that. We've also brought it to their attention that my wife saw them climbing out from underneath their porch.
I don't want to argue with you. I mean, obviously, it's your home. You feel pretty strongly about it. I mean,
if you want to buy our house, we'll move. But we'd rather not live next to either one of them, you know. And like I said, for the 5 years, you know, when we bought that house, we knew they lived there.
Yeah.
We had no idea that they were feeding people on their front porch.
Right.
You know, so we learned that, you know, as we lived there. And, you know, what are we going to do?
Right.
You know, we brought it to their attention over and over and over again. And, you know, they're still doing what they're doing.
I have a question. Dan and Anna. Are you aware that they explicitly stated in their presentation that the feeding off of the front porch of homeless people is not going to continue? It's ending.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we
with
realize
this new
that.
Development. So you recognize
it,
that.
Yes.
We don't find there's much better of a, you know, greater, what's the two, the greater of the two evils, you know, because
so that's gonna
like,
end, though, but that's
it may have seemed like, you know, ignorant for me to say it that way, but they're not evils, but obviously they're both bad situations, in my opinion, and to have a family living right next door to that, I think that's even worse.
What if somebody had an anger issue? Okay, that they're helping deal with.
I need to ask you a few questions here.
Sure, sorry.
So I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. Second question is, the services that are going to be provided there are basically services for families, mothers, fathers, and children.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be nothing, there's not going to be gang counseling, we'll clarify that.
There's going to be drug counseling, though. No?
And those services are now being offered about half a block from where you live now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I've been back for 3 years. I've never had one complaint.
If I can address that, they're in their own little block. They're tucked away.
Yeah,
there's no houses right next to them.
People,
there may be houses across the street.
People walk in the front door every day. They walk down the sidewalk. They get off the bus.
Yes,
they go
but
there,
it also
they walk
goes
in the front
inward.
Door.
It's mm-hmm. not right out on the street publicly.
Yeah.
You know...
There's houses on the other side of the street. There's no houses directly. So even if they're walking up to the building, they're walking in front of their building because their building stretches along Alno. And then there's...
they have the whole...
There's no houses in that whole block, that their
no,
building
I understand.
Sits on.
I understand. But I just want you to be aware that I have never had one complaint about vandalism or anything bizarre happening from any of the clients at Alno Center.
You can look right on the side of their building. There's spray paint all over it. We mentioned it to them already.
Well, there's...
I know there's spray paint everywhere, as I understand that, but there's no spray paint on my house. There's no spray paint on the White Father's house.
Okay. Any other questions, Counselor? The other thing I wanted to make you aware of is that, and you may or may not... this may not be important to you, but this is a commercial application, but if it is successful, they're not going to be able to switch it to another commercial application in a year. I mean, there's not going to be a McDonald's going there. There's not going to be any kind of retail sales. There's a whole list of uses that are not going to be allowed there.
But there could be like condominiums or rent or residential, right?
If at one point they wanted to go back to residential, yeah, there could be. By conditional use,
yeah. You know, and like we don't want to seem cruel here, like you know, because like this is our obviously a sensitive situation. We know that there's families out there that need counseling, but it's like I'm going to go back to this again. There's better places in St. Boniface for it. I don't know where their clients are coming from. I don't know if they're all from based in St. Boniface. I doubt it very much, you know. And like I said, the main streets in St. Boniface. Are the commercial areas. That's where it's more suited to have this program running right out of there. There's huge houses all up and down Provence, which we pointed out to the sisters. There's huge houses that are the same size of this property that they could easily buy up that property, but because they're getting it for a good deal, that's why they want this property.
And so then we're going to end up suffering in the long run with our property value going down. And how I know that is I spoke with my bank last week, and they did tell me that the property would go down. I've also spoke with other realtors, and they told me it will go down. People will come to look at my house. They'll look to see what's next door. When they see a social services building, they're not going to offer me the price that the house is worth. They're going to offer me below it because they're not going to want to have it living next door to a social services building.
Or they're going to drive right by. Yeah, well, there you go.
We've dealt with the fathers with that, and that has not happened since then.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, would you like somebody living under your porch? We haven't. I know. When we've addressed this for 5 years, what are we going to do? You tell us.
This seems a lot more, to me, it seems a lot more amenable to a residential neighborhood than what you've been dealing with. That's the part I can't figure out.
Well, no, because the fathers live there. This is their residence. This is their thing that they're doing on the side.
I don't think I'm going to convince you. It's okay.
But this is not the best thing for this neighborhood.
Once in a while in the front. This is going to be happening every day.
Mm-hmm. That's a big difference.
That's the big difference to us. And my children are home all summer. And I'm at work and he's at work all day. They can't guarantee me that they've got some people in there that don't have anger issues, and maybe we'll get mad at them one day on how they are and come storming out of their building. And what happens if one of my children are out front? These are just scenarios I want you guys to think about.
This is the last time I'll get to talk with you. So I know you're genuine and sincere in what you're saying. You might not have, though, the experience that we have with respect to dealing with these types of things. So we see them.
You don't
all
live
the
next
time.
Door to this either, though.
No, but we see these applications come forward, and what it is, I don't know everything about this, but it's people coming to the building. Maybe it's a girl, a teenage girl, who's having trouble with her eating, and she goes in and she talks to somebody. Maybe it's a teenage guy or a young adult who is having troubles getting along with his father. And they walk in and they talk to somebody about it. These are people in our community who
We understand that. Like I said, we're not trying to be cruel here. We're not trying to be cruel here. Like, okay. You seem to be throwing questions at us like as if we're being cruel. We're not trying to be cruel here. Like I said, how would you like this next door to your house? You wouldn't either. And you seem to be shunning us because we didn't, do something with the fathers feeding people? Like, I don't know what you expect for us to do. We brought it to their attention regularly. Other than that, we lived with it, and that's what we're saying. Now we have a chance to fight to not have to live with this, and that's why we're here arguing our case, because we don't want to have to live with this. If the fathers want to move, then let them move. That's fine. But we feel this place should be a residential zoning, and that's it. It shouldn't be... like you're talking to this girl that came in and needed counseling for overeating or something. That I understand that. But if she's coming from downtown or she's coming from Garden City, wouldn't it be more convenient to have it on Desmirons or Taché or Goulet or, somewhere where she can find it easily?
Okay. Thanks, Dan and Anna. I don't think we have any more questions. Obviously, you're steadfast in your opinions, and I respect you for that. We have to deal with this evening.
We do, yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. Would the applicant come back? Mr. Barry? Pardon me? Oh, Mr. Wilcox, I'm sorry. Who's that? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilcox. I missed somebody.
Okay.
For information, David Barry. Okay, thank you. Mr. Wilcox. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. I really share their concerns. When I listen to them, they're certainly passionate, and I know what they're talking about. I can tell you, though, that the El Knoll Renewal Center has operated since 1979 from 601 El Knoll Street on the fourth floor. And there's 50 sisters who live there. There has never been an issue in terms of problems with any of those people. The people basically that they service are good people who have fallen on hard times. Those are the people that they're helping. They need help. And in terms of just one clarification, the sisters are not getting a bargain for this house. They are paying substantial dollars for it. And I can tell you they're putting in several hundred thousand dollars to improve the premises for the Al Noel Renewal Center. And they are paying a substantial dollar for it. I can guarantee you there's not a sweetheart deal or anything like that here. And as I mentioned before, this currently exists down the block, 601 Al Noel Street. And so their clientele know where they are. They'll just go down the street. So I really think as well that in terms of the traffic and the volume, there's only 2 to 3 people. There are staggered times when people come in and go to the Al Noel Renewal Center. We've got the parking. They're paying substantial dollars on a monthly basis for 3 parking stalls. People will park there. That will take people off the street. So I appreciate what they said. They're certainly passionate, but there'll be nothing in the terms of the operation as they see now with the White Fathers and vagrants and people living underneath the underneath the building. That's simply not going to happen. The sisters want to carry on. Al Noel Renewal Center wants to carry on a substantial operation, something that will benefit the local community, the city. And I think they should give it an opportunity, give it a chance. This is a very worthwhile work, as I say, that's gone on for 30 years now at 601 Al Noel Street. So if you have any questions, I'd be pleased to entertain them.
Can you comment one more time on the sort of services that you're going to be providing there?
Well, Mr. Dave Berry is the executive director. We could ask him for more detail on that. But this is counseling to families, as I mentioned, to children, to adults. In large part, I would imagine that, as I said, these are good people who have fallen on hard times. Counselor Steves mentioned examples of people who might come in and use the services. David?
Mr. Berry is coming down. Oh, I'm yes. Sorry. He's not allowed to come down because he's... He didn't originally register as the applicant. And you're closing up now.
Okay. I can, Counselor.
Okay, you've given your best answer, and I think that's sufficient. The issue of running a food pickup facility out of this structure. You've mentioned earlier that that's going to end. If there are homeless people who are knocking on the door, they're going to be discouraged from coming back?
Absolutely. This is a professional counseling center. As I say, it's operated. It'll operate in the same fashion as it operated from 601 Al Noel for the last 30 years. These people, 2 to 3 per hour, have gone through the sister's residence for the last 30 years without incident. There's no handing out food stamps or money or anything like that. It's a professional counseling service. People make appointments to go there. They'll phone up. And to the extent they have the income, they'll pay for these services. So it's not going to be taken frivolously. You're going to have people in there who really want these services, who the sisters and the Al Noel Renewal Center can really help.
Okay. The structure is magnificent. And you mentioned there's going to be substantial investment in refurbishing it?
Absolutely. The exterior of these structures, I understand, will not change.
Okay. Oh, good. That's good to know.
Well, that was one of the things that the administration liked about the project, that the exterior structure will be preserved. It's a magnificent building. It'll be improved and enhanced, but the exterior will not be changed. And they're putting in substantial dollars in terms of making the property suitable for the center.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Steves, can you take the chair?
I will.
I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
In favor, opposed, carried.
Move the receipt of representations be concluded.
In favor, opposed, carried.